But it is the centenary of Gallipoli. There will be a special program on 3OW, or various special programs, including Justin Smith, a former producer on this program, who's now, of course, on our sister station, one of our sister stations in Sydney. And he will be broadcasting from Anzac Cove, as I did 10 years ago. I had hoped to be there myself this year, but I can't be, unfortunately. Justin is on the way there. He is in Istanbul. Hi, Justin.
Hello, Neil. Welcome to Istanbul.
Last time I was in Istanbul, I remember you and I being woken up in the middle of the night by somebody playing Advance Australia Fair on the bugle. Have you heard that again?
Yes. No, I haven't, as a matter of fact. And I tell you what, if I do, I'll be overcome with nostalgia, I think, if that happens. I did hear that you remember the call to prayers, Neil.
Yes.
That also woke us up a couple of times, but it's quite beautiful. And you can, and if you get it at the right distance, as in it's not sitting right in your ear, if you are a couple of kilometers away and you hear it off into the distance, it's a beautiful sound, and just one of those many kind of sounds that you get in a place like Istanbul.
Are there a lot of Australians around, as there were for the 90th anniversary? A lot of Australians in Istanbul?
Not that I have seen yet. We haven't been in Istanbul that long. When we got off the flight, the Qantas flight, many people were heading straight to the peninsula. We were coming to Istanbul for a day or so, but we had a whole flight full of people coming over here for exactly the same reason: the widows, descendants, obviously other media and people like that. But it was quite a trip, because everybody was all feeling it at the one time. It was lovely.
I think the minister told me, I think there's about 80 widows from Gallipoli left.
Look, I think that figure is about right. I think that's about right. There's quite a few of them, and gee, they're lovely people. They're wonderful. It's such a they're a real connection back, obviously, to a different time. But the way they look at the world, and the things that they've seen, the people that they've been connected to, they're terrific people.
Did you?
And they're here. I mean, some of them are really quite old, and they've made the trip.
Yeah, you've got to admire that. Did you speak to some of them on the aircraft?
Yeah, I did. Well, but actually, just before I left, just before we got on the plane, I want to play you something, Neil, if you don't mind. A beautiful lady by the name of Anne Beasley, who has made the trip, and I'm also hoping to speak to her from Anzac Cove. But she was married to Lieutenant Frank Beasley, who served at Gallipoli. And there's just a wonderful little story about when he proposed to her and how they had met. Have a little listen to this.
My friend. She was looking to go to England, and we were saving money like there were in the 20s. And she said, there's a job at the university, but part of my job was typing and all that stuff and proofreading. He was establishing the West Australian Law Journal, and so he asked whether I'd mind proofreading. And during that course, we'd talk about all sorts of things like films and travel and so on. And in the tea room, we often had a bit of a conversation. So I was rather unaware that he apparently had some interest in me. And I, after 18 months, one morning I said, Professor Beasley, I must tell you that I'll be resigning, and I intend travelling to London. And he said, oh, how long? And I said, indefinitely. Next morning, he called me into his office, and he said, I'd like to speak to you, Miss Poynton. And I sat down, and he said, how long will you be away? And I explained again. He sat there, and then he said, leaned over, and he said, will you marry me?
And that was that, Neil. Will you marry me?
That was decisiveness, yeah.
And it was, and I said to her, do you think that had something to do with the war? As in, there's not a moment to lose. You don't muck around on this in this life, because there are too many horrors around, and you don't muck around. And when you see the chance, you love somebody, you tell them what you think, and you go for it. And that's what he did.
Justin, thank you for that. When are you off to Gallipoli? It's about an 8-hour drive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's I think it's about 5 hours. I thought it was about 8 hours. You're right, and I think it's about 5 or 6. I'm standing next to your. I've hijacked your producer, Heidi Murphy, who's standing next to me, just gently shivering at the moment in a very large coat, and we'll be hopping on a bus and heading that way. I'm looking forward to it.
All the best. We'll keep in touch with you. Take care, and look forward. Saturday morning, Melbourne time, Justin Smith from live from the Dawn service at Anzac Cove for the centenary of Gallipoli.